Blog Talk Radio.
Even when I'm riding down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me this morning. I need you, Lord, to lead and guide me into all truth. And this morning, I want to dedicate that song to Barbara Jones. And God bless you, Barbara. Thank you for your likes. And over at Freedom Doors, and I wanted to give you a shout out this morning and just tell you thank you. And I really appreciate the like. And we know the truth, and we know that Pastor John Hagee is the one. Yeah, he's speaking truth. And so we give God glory and honor and praise for him. And I thank God for you tuning in. And I thank God for J.C. Costner. And J.C., I'll be doing a dedication to you later. I will dedicate a song to you later. God bless you for the light. God bless you for tuning in. Thank God for you, for we know that Pastor Hagee is preaching the truth. And so today I wanted to bring one more great message by him today, and I pray and I believe you will enjoy this message. I believe you will enjoy it, and I believe that it will carry you a long ways. And matter of fact, the title of this message this morning is this. Solving your problems. Solving your problems. There's another clip he have that's called Speaking the Word of Faith. Speaking the Word of Faith. And I listen to these messages and they bless me. Because now is the time, if ever there was a time, to gird up the loins of our hearts and minds in God's word and to obey God, it is right now. There is so much confusion, even in the prayer for the Ukraine and this, that, and the other. Some people are telling me, well, I don't know, because they say it's some dirty dealings went on between the United States and Ukraine. You know, undercover stuff was happening. The president's son was involved. He's smoking drugs, all kind of stuff. But my prayer is this. That Father, not my will, but your will be done. Whatever it is, because of this, he know every secret. He know everything that's going on. He know the truth about everybody and everything. And if we're going to trust him, we got to trust him 100%. I got to trust him for my country. I got to trust him for my household. I got to trust him for my family. I have to trust him for my money. You know, especially when I'm doing what he said to do. Yeah, and when it comes to money, many don't have it because they don't give none. But they want some. But if you want money from God, really, if you want money from God, you got to give it. You got to loose it. You got to plant some seeds. If you want $100 bills, then you plant $100. Every time you get $100, plant it. If you want thousands of dollars, then you plant thousands of dollars to the gospel. To be spread over the world. One place I know that's spreading the gospel, that's Inspirational Ministries. Dr. David Cirillo. He carried that gospel all over the world. And when I plant there, I receive. And I haven't got to the thousands yet. But every now and then, God bless me, and I'm able to plant 100. And I promise you, 100 come back. Sometimes 200 or 300 comes back from the 100 being planted. So if you want money, give God something to work with so he can increase you and tell your seed what you want it to do. Assign it to something. I want this for healing. I want this so more money will come to me. I want my children to do whatever you want your seed to do. And I've learned it works. I promise you it works. I have no reason to lie to you. If you want your ministry to become better, you want to walk up before God better, plant a seed. And watch God give you a harvest. Hallelujah. There's no amount of money I could plant to him for the blessings he has already bestowed upon me, even before I got into the planting and the harvest. Even before I got into walking according to his word, the very best that I can, even before I got to delighting myself in him, he was blessing me. I desired much more because I wanted to be a blessing unto others. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made the heavens and the earth. Well, I tell you, he's the one who can make everything possible. Anything good, God can make it possible. He can even make bad things possible if need to be. Yeah, I found out, and I repeated this morning, he had evil angels that he could send out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we ask the Lord today to send our fighting angels to fight for whatever belonged to us. Give it back if you took it. Give it every bit of it back with interest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for waking us up, closing our right minds. Father, we thank you today for our life, health, and strength. We thank you that you're yet on our side in spite of us. Father, we thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. We thank you that we can cast our cares upon you, for you careth for us. Oh, we're grateful for your word this morning, for every great and precious promise. We thank you this morning. But Father, who are we that you're even mindful of us? We really deserve death. But Father, your grace and your mercy, most of all, your love for us, all you keep on keeping on for us. You yet love us today, March the 11th, 2022. Father, your love yet abides for us, for you so love the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you today, God. I thank you right now. You sent your only begotten Son, and if we'll believe on him, we won't perish, Father. But you're able to give us everlasting life. We thank you this morning. Thank you for his suffering. Thank you for his bleeding, his hanging, his dying. Him conquering all and rising with all power. We thank you this morning, for there's none like you. Father, we come today before you because we need you. We cannot make it without you. For without you, Father, we can do nothing. We come this morning asking that you would stir up your word in us. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we thank you this morning for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your son Jesus is yet the word today. Father, you sent your word and it healed them. Send your word this morning that will heal us. Let us receive your word today. Help us to forget about us and concentrate on you. Focus on you. Focus on your word. But Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It leads and guides us in the right way to go. It's a light unto our path. It show us, God, the right way, the right things to do. Help us this morning to be your people, a people of obedience unto you and unto your word. But Father, you're yet speaking to your people. You're yet healing the sick. You're yet raising the dead. This morning again, with you, all things are possible. You won't change. You was that way yesterday, Father. You're that way today. Ah, you'll be that way forevermore. I thank you for what you're doing this morning already. Thank you for the move of your spirit this morning. We're grateful unto you. We appreciate you. And Father, many days we forget you and we walk out in us. But help us to be a people that remember you in everything that we do. Our breathing, Lord, help us to remember that because of you, we can breathe. Because of you, we can see, we can touch, we can feel, we can hear. Because of you, our bodies are healed. I speak healing this morning to your people in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every illness, every disease, we bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell, never to return in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask this morning that you would remind us to eat properly, eat right, eat more vegetables, eat more fruit. Let so much meat go, so much junk food go, so much fried stuff, so much bread. Lord, help us to get it right with you today. For you know it's a struggle for many of us. But Lord, we know you're able, and we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to continue to try. But Lord, I believe it's not scripture, but Father, I believe if we make one step towards doing it, you'll bless us to make two. And God, you'll bless us to keep stepping until the end, that we reached our right weight to have a healthy body in the name of Jesus. You made these bodies, Lord. You know what connect to what. You know how to cut out without a knife and put in what should be. Give us brand new bodies in the name of Jesus. Healthy bodies, oh God. We thank you this morning that you're able. Father, we come this morning asking that you would bless every caller and every listener. Bless those that are coming through the archives and the podcasts. Move by your spirit this day for your people as this weekend is ending, God, and we ask that you would yet move for us in a mighty way. Lord, you know those and what we all stand in need of. Supply our needs today according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. We thank you this morning that we can come boldly to you and ask for all that we need today. But Father, the main thing we need is faith, trust, and obedience unto you. Strengthen us as you give these blessings to us, because many see money as blessing. The house on the hill is a blessing. The cars, the this and that. Natural things, but Lord, spiritual things are the greatest blessings we could get. Pour out to us this day. Remind us this day. We're human and human forget. But Father, if you'll just remind us and strengthen us, Lord, give us courage this morning. Make us holy, bold soldiers unto you. That Lord, we will cry loud and spare not. That we will talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. Help us today. Help us today. We can't do it without you. We thank you again this morning for all you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. Great and mighty things. Father, we're yet the head and not the tail. We're yet above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. But Father, we are more than conquerors through your son, Jesus Christ, that loves us. Oh, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask that you would remember bereaved families and widowers everywhere. Father, remember fatherless children this morning. Remember those that are in every branch of the military, those that are incarcerated. Preachers everywhere, Father, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Thank you today, Father. We ask this morning that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Bless intercessors everywhere praying for others in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask this morning that you would continue, Lord, again to bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Lord, you know what they're standing in need of. You know they have enemies everywhere. But Lord, we know that you're able to loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. And Lord, we ask that you would do the same for all our brothers and sisters overseas. And Lord, those who cannot come out and proclaim your name out loud, Lord, we ask that you would protect them the more, that you would send your protecting angels, that God, they would watch over these, your people. And Lord, we ask that you would increase their territories wherever they may be. Ask this morning, God, that you would bless Pastor Ben today and move for him, Lord. And God, he want to speak more English. And Lord, I ask that you would send what he need his way in the name of Jesus. Bless Barbara Jones and bless J.C. Carson. Bless Dorothy Goodman this morning. Father, these your people. Move by your spirit for them like never before in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would move in a mighty way this day again. We can't ask you enough, Lord, for we know you have all power and you're on our side today in spite of us again, Lord. And Father, not only that, are with your people. And you said, if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. And Lord, we thank you for the freedom. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. Hallelujah. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Father, have your way here today. Move by your spirit in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. Feed us today, God, from heaven until we want no more. Father, we ask that you would bless, continue to bless America. And Father, have mercy on the leadership of this country. And Father, we ask that you would go in and that you would plug in and that you would fix what needs to be fixed. And Lord, remove what needs to be removed. For God, you know what needs to be removed from our leadership. That you would rule and reign out loud. That we are able to call upon your name. Father, we bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's in our leadership, and we cast it back to the pits of hell, never to return again in the name of Jesus. And Father, we plead the blood over every believer this morning. Every one of your children, we plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus is against any evil, anything that's not of God. And Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. Every caller today, Father, every listener today, those that are coming through the archive and the podcast, Father, move in a mighty way. Show them that you are God and you are yet all-powerful, all-knowing, loving, kind, and mercy. Hallelujah. Move today for your people. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Ha, thank you. Thank you. We thank you that we can come boldly before the throne. We thank you for hearing us today, Father. We thank you for moving on our behalf. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing for us right now. Great and mighty things. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you. Father, we can search all over. We won't find anybody greater than you. You have all power. Hallelujah. There's no higher power. Oh, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah to his majesty. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. Great and mighty things you're doing right now. Oh, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like him. Lord, we thank you. Can't thank him enough. And I tell you, a lot of times our breakthrough comes through the praise. If we'll open up and praise God, that very thing that you stand in the need of, God will move quickly. That very thing that you want, God will move quickly. Give him some praise. Give him some glory. Give him some honor. Or tell him you love him all through the day. Hallelujah. You may be at work. You may be home watching your favorite program. Stop yourself a minute and tell him thank you. You may be driving down. Stop and tell him thank you while at the red light even. As you're going on down the street, lift your hands when you can and tell him thank you. Talk to somebody about it. Tell him of his wondrous works. Tell them how good he is. Yeah, take a little break for Almighty God who have all the power. Hallelujah. There's no higher power. And we thank him this morning. Oh, yeah, I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. Hallelujah. March the 11th, 2022. Yeah, he's yet here for us. He's yet on our side. March the 11th, 2022. Glory to his majesty. Somebody didn't make it. Somebody went on and didn't get a chance to get it right with him. He blessed us today that we are able to get it right with him today. I promise you, if ever there was a time to draw closer to the Lord, now is that time. If ever there was a time to bring this flesh under subjection, now is that time. Make your flesh behave. Just say no. If people lose weight when they get ready because they're determined, If people stop drinking, stop drugging, they're determined. We want to be determined to walk according to God's word. We want to be determined to please him. We want to be determined to build the biggest relationship that we can with Almighty God, Jehovah, that have all power through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there this morning. I feel all right today because he's moving right now. Oh, he began to move as I began to ask. He began to move. And it let, thank you. It let me know not only did I hear you. Hey, I'm answering, Barbara. Not only did I hear, but I am answering. And I thank him this morning. I'm grateful unto him. Not only did he hear me, but he'll answer. Hey, there's none like him. This week and last week, I had so much energy. I was just amazed. Yeah. I went to a mall in a place called Kissimmee, Florida. And this Asian lady, I believe she was Chinese, she gave me these sticky pads. And they full of some stuff and they smell funny to me. And she said, put these on the bottom of your feet. They'll draw out all the impurities out of your body. And every now and then I would order and do it every blue moon, not often enough. But last week I did it. I remember and I put one under each feet and one on each foot, brother. And I went on to bed. When you wake up, they're oily and they're black and gunky because really and truly it has pulled impurities out of your body. And if you don't rush out and go to eating a whole bunch of stuff, you're going to feel so much better. Now, I ate fish because I love fish and I love shrimp. I used to didn't care for shrimp, but here lately I found some that's my flavor. They taste like shrimp. And so I was frying fish and frying shrimp. And when I put those things under there and it pulled all that stuff out of there, I found myself losing 1 pound. Yeah, 1 pound from the impurities coming out. And so I was saying you got to stop all of this. I love food. A lot of us love it. We love the taste of it. But some of us, we're binge eaters. When we're depressed or stressed, we eat. When I'm depressed or stressed, I never ate. I just didn't have the time for it because I was too busy being caught up in what I was going through. Oh, just toiling with it, just foolishness. I never did do that. But today there are days when I just crave things. And I said to myself, yeah, it is Cowtown, Brother Louis, because Sydney is Cowtown. I never just want to sit around and just eat. But some days when I get these cravings, okay, if I eat some broccoli and cheese, because I'm tired of eating just plain broccoli, I eat a half a cup of broccoli and cheese. Well, in a few more minutes, it come to me, well, now you might want to go in and eat a half of avocado. I go eat my half of avocado. This is the truth. Guess what? You got some sticky rice and you got some broccoli and shrimp in there from the Chinese place that you didn't eat it all. I go in there and I eat me a half a cup of that. And believe it or not, the weight is coming off from eating ever so often. They say like 6 meals a day, but I found out if you eat 10 small ones, small meals a day, if you keep food in you, you're going to keep your metabolism burning. But God is faithful to us. Bought a cake yesterday, shouldn't have bought it, can't eat it. Bought a cake, but I wanted it, so I went on and did it. Yeah. But God, nonetheless, God is yet faithful. He know what we need, and he's going to supply it. But if ever there was a time to give him our all right now, 2022, March 11th is that time. If there have been things you haven't been doing, stop yourself and start doing them. Because not only is it's right to do right, But there are some things coming our way that we're going to have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is God. And now is that time when it's nice and calm. Nothing is bombing. Nobody's threatening you. Now is that time to get it right with God, because later on you won't have time for all of that. But now is that time. Hallelujah. Yes, they do, Brother Louis. They have a big rodeo down there. Yeah, detoxing through your feet. Yeah, that's what it is. Detoxing through the feet. Yeah, getting those toxins. That's not good for me out of there. Too much oil, too much this, too much that. Yeah, I made me a pot of mustard greens with smoked turkey. And I promise you, I see eating those greens, it gave me energy and made me feel better. More vegetables, Barbara, more vegetables, more fruit. And if I just got to have some meat, because y'all know we used to that meat, get them chicken wings. Throw you a couple of chicken legs in the oven. Don't fry nothing. The shrimp, put a little lemon and pepper and a little bit of something over it, and a garlic. Throw it in the oven, Barbara. Stop frying. You will be all right. So I said I'm going to just lay off the fish for a minute. And maybe in 2 months, I go and fry me a couple of fish and have it. Because I just don't like baked fish. Never did. They're like it's watery. I don't know. But I'm just used to fried. But God is faithful to us. He is faithful. And if we seek him, he's going to give us what we need. Because now y'all know the enemy told me this. Oh, you come from a long line of big women. So you just need to let that go and just, you know, stay a big girl. You just need to let that go. Go on and become a real BBW. The devil is a fool and a liar. You're not going to kill me through food. I refuse to let food take me to my grave. Yeah, God will always give me the good of the land. I'm always eat good. I just don't have to do it all in one day. But I do enjoy them groceries. I cannot lie. A good pot of greens, a good pot of lima beans. I love it. Hey, I love white rice. Love it so much I can eat it plain. With you know how you make the rice is fluffy. You know, I like every grain to itself. Like you got you some shrimp fried rice, but none of the vegetables, just white rice. I can put a little butter on that and kill it. I can just eat it out the pot. Can't have all that rice is starchy. But every now and then I can have a little rice. Macaroni, stay away from the macaroni. All of those are starches, Barbara. I'm just sharing this morning how good God is. Desire to do something that we really determined to do, he will come in and he will bless us. If you're determined to walk upright before him, if you're determined to live right unto God, if you're determined to study that word and ask for wisdom to understand it, God will do all of this. Ask and it'll be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will come open to you. I know he's done something for many. That's why we keep coming back to him. We come to hear about him. We come to see what he's doing. Hallelujah. And he is faithful this day unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rita, when you can, I just need you to lift your hands to the Lord and tell God thank you. Just lift your hands to the Lord and tell him thank you. Each and every time that you think you're going under, Sister Rita, he's going to be there and lift you up. Every time that you think you're not going to have this or get that, when you look around, God has done it for you. Even if he have to send somebody, do it through somebody. Yeah, every promise he made you, keep living, because he's going to keep you living until he fulfill every promise that he has made to you. Yeah. Sister Samoa, I just need you to give God some praise. Uh-huh. Just praising. Praising, 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 praising. The breakthrough for you is coming through the praise. Just praising. Stretch out in the praise. Hallelujah. See, some things God give us to do is so easy, but we're not accustomed to just doing it that way. So he coming to remind us, do it this way, I want to bless you, but I need you to do it in this manner. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You say hallelujah, and it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he's moving this morning. He is moving this morning, and I'm so thankful unto him. Sister Jerry, I need you to work on just a little more patience, just a little more patience, because God is moving. But he's moving in a way for you where what you're doing, you can stop being concerned about everybody but Jerry. And if Jerry would take people and what they think and what they might say and what they think they might try to do and place Jerry in there, God is going to move for Jerry. And not just with materialistic things, but he's going to move for Jerry with spiritual things. There are some gifts God has given to you. But the enemy fight to keep you from coming forth in the way that you should. Yeah. And then he want to tell you, well, you don't know this scripture. Well, you look. There was a man I heard about. He only knew one scripture. He went around the world sharing that one scripture. And you know more than one. And some things you know it's in the Bible. You know, may not know exactly where it's at, but you know that it's in the Word of God. Open your mouth. Because God wants to show you something, Jerry. And another thing he's going to do, he's going to close some doors that shouldn't be open. And you may be afraid for those doors to be closed because you feel like, I want to love them, and but God is going to close those doors because they've been open too long. And the doors that's open that the people coming through, they're not coming for Jerry. Yeah, they're coming for themselves. And God going to cut that off so Jerry will be able to focus on Jerry. Don't go back being concerned about him. Because many are in their good health, much better health than you're in. And what he should be coming to do for you, God is going to stop you from doing for healthy people that won't come do for somebody that needs the help. Oh, we got to trust him today. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Doc Goodman, I just need you to give him some praise. I just need you to stretch out in the praise even the more. Because your eyes have not seen that. Your ears have not heard the things that God got in store for you. Oh, it's not over until he said it is over. Uh-huh. I got to tell you this. I saw a man looking at you, Doc. And I heard you in your mind, you didn't know, but I heard you in your mind say, you know, I'm just taking it easy, living my life. As the world say, I'm living my best life. Hallelujah. And when we're living in Jesus, we are. When we're living according to the word, we are. We're living our best life. That worldly life was no good. But a godly life, that's a good life. Hallelujah. That's your best life. Thank you, Jesus. So just keep doing what you're doing and give God some praise. Stretch out in it. Stretch out. Give him a little time. You know, spend a little time praising. Yeah. Because your reward is coming. Yeah, your eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the things that he has in store for you right here in the earth, Dot. And it's coming your way. It's coming your way. And we just tell God thank you this morning. Hallelujah. For all he's doing. Louis, I saw you with a fishing rod. And God made some promises, and he's going to fulfill the promises that he made. And I look many days at Abraham and Sarah, because a lot of times we'll tell ourselves, well, we too old, or we getting older. But now you tell yourself, Lord, when is this happening for me? God, when? Yeah, that's what you tell yourself. It's no if in it, it's when. Yeah, because he's doing it. In the name of Jesus. And we're grateful unto him this morning. We appreciate him. We love him. We thank him. Woo! Because he is good to us over and over again. Yeah. I look at myself and say, oh, you got that knee problem, sister. Oh, your knee. I command this knee in the name of Jesus to heal. And I'm doing more. Yeah, I can't be bothered with all of that. God is not through. I still have work to get done. And he blessed me many days to get it done. And know what? He blessed me to time things. He blessed me to do it in increments, I guess you call it. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I was busy, rip, run, do this, the phone. Yesterday, it just slowed down. Two calls. And then it rained, it thundered, and lightning. And I said, well, just get on the couch and just chill. And I was reminded, and I got up to do what I had to do. And then I got on back on the couch where I was supposed to be and just took it easy. Came off the computer, no more work. Phone wasn't ringing, neither phone. I mean, quiet, peaceful. I said, look at this. He have a perfect timing. He know when we overwhelmed. He know how much we can take, and he fix it. I can't fix it. Like, I couldn't have did it like that if I had written out a plan. But God is faithful to his people, and we want to be faithful unto him. Hallelujah. And we thank him this morning for all he has done for us. Great and mighty things. Yeah. And so listen, I'm going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we are coming back with Pastor John Hagin. Solving Your Problems is the name of this one. I want to get them in order so that, you know, once a week maybe I can play one. And I want to finish up the book of Kings. And then we're going back to the book of Samuel. And you're going to see how King, First and Second King came into play. We'll go to Second King after First King. I'm praying about this, but it's just in my spirit to continue in First King. Yeah, and I got to go back to chapter 1 myself and go back and look over everything. Yeah, God is faithful. God is faithful. So, look, we're going to our next song of the morning. And, J.C., I'm going to dedicate this one to you, J.C. Costner. I'm going to dedicate this one to you. And, again, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in yesterday. I want to say this too to Barbara Jones. After it go off, you can always go back and listen to the archive shows. They're recorded. If you've got an iPhone, you can go to the podcast and take a listen. And you can go as far back as 2010. All of those shows are there from 2010 until 2022. 12 years, those shows are still there. And that's what Brother Marquez Griffin is doing. He went all the way back and bringing it all up. Yeah, he want to listen to all the shows, 12 years worth. Yeah, but I thank God for that. I thank God for that. So we're going to this one, Greg Logan's in Revival Time. It's time to go back home because some of us left and we didn't even know it. But it's time for us to come back to God in the fullness. Hallelujah. I know the world has changed. People want to change with the world. But I tell you, God does not change. And we shouldn't either, not from him and what he said. We should stay with his word because even his word, it was the same yesterday. It's that way today. And his word will even be that way forevermore. He haven't changed a thing. He didn't tell me, well, Barbara, now you don't have to be baptized. Just come to me. Well, Barbara, now you don't have to repent. You know, I do what I used to do. I just wink at him. Nope. Everything is still the same. Everything he said to do and not to do is still the same. He told us to take care of widowers. He told us to take care of fatherless children. It's still the same. We can't get around it. He won't change it. Hallelujah. Because God says what he means, and he means what he says. He said what he means, and he meant what he said. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. So I'm going to dedicate this one to JC this morning. And God bless you again. God bless you.
I started out working on the building a long, long time ago. I turned around in a world of sin. I didn't work on the building anymore. I was lost in the heart of the wilderness. I was standing at the crossing of the road. I heard a voice speak soft and low, telling me which way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I wandered here, I wandered there. Months and years have passed. I had plenty of friends all the time. The life I lived was fast. When trouble came around me, all of my friends were gone. But I heard the same voice speaking in my ear, telling me to go back home. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I finally did what the voice said. I turned and took my place. I worked in back, singing in the choir, God's amazing grace. I know Jesus, he loves me so. And this is how I know. That same voice speaking to me, telling me the way to go. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home.
In the wilderness way too long. Time to go back home. Time to go back home, child.
John Hagee Ministries has been reaching out to millions of people worldwide every week, delivering all the gospel to all the world and to all generations.
Please stand for the reading of the Word of God. Turn your Bibles to Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 10 and following. As we continue the sermon series, Promise, Problem, Provision, with this third sermon, Solving Your Problem. How many of you have ever had a problem? Let me see your hand. How many of you are going through a problem? You want to hear this message and the one next Sunday. The Jewish people had been slaves in Egypt for 430 years. They had been beaten, starved, dehumanized. Their sons had been drowned in the Red Sea as a form of population control because Pharaoh was afraid they would become too numerous and would overthrow them. By an awesome demonstration of God's power of 10 plagues, where God crushed the economy of Egypt, where one dead person was in most homes in Egypt because the firstborn was killed, Moses led them out of Egypt on that Passover day to break into the sunshine of freedom after 430 years of slavery. They left Egypt with ox carts full of gold and silver and fine fabrics. In less than a week, they were standing at the edge of the bitter water of Mirah. They were attacking Moses, saying, "Weren't there enough graves in Egypt? Didn't we tell you that this would happen?" Every person in this audience and thousands more watching by television across the nation and around the world are making decisions about slavery and freedom every day. When America was born, our forefathers met in Philadelphia, and they chose freedom over slavery to King George III. Patrick Henry stood and shouted to the assembly, "Give me liberty or give me death." Those words have penetrated the minds and hearts of our generation from that day until this one. Today, America is rejecting freedom for political slavery. We are swiftly becoming a socialist nation, a godless nation, where the younger generation, called millennials, are demanding everything for free from a diminishing population of older people who are willing to work. The message to millennials from the Word of God today is, there is no free lunch. Go to work. The government that gives you everything can take everything. The government that gives you nothing didn't give you anything before they took it away from someone else. According to the Wall Street Journal, there are 94,708,000 Americans not working. 94 million plus Americans not working. Most of them are able-bodied and don't care to work because what they get from the federal government beats what they feel like they can make by the sweat of their brow. Nothing in your life will work until you do. God worked 6 days in the book of Genesis. The Ten Commandments, 6 days you shall work. That's still the law of God. That means some of you need to slow down and the rest of you need to pick up the pace. Freedom isn't free. Freedom is not free. We're here today because my father's generation slugged it out through the Great Depression. They recovered from the disaster of Pearl Harbor, and they beat the Nazis and the Axis power in 4 years. It didn't take them 10 years, and they gave it all back in 6 months. We're not goose-stepping today because someone paid the price for our political freedom. I have stood on Omaha Beach and walked the sands of that beach and the distance that over 10,000 young men died on in one day for our freedom. I remember Iwo Jima. I remember Guadalcanal. I remember Korea. We have fought in the swamps of Vietnam, the sands of the Middle East. May God bless America, and may God bless the military personnel who have given us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our spiritual freedom is not free. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, bled and died on a blood-soaked cross at Calvary. to liberate you from the powers and principalities of darkness. If you don't know Jesus Christ, St. Paul says you are a slave to sin and to Satan. Some of you are slaves to addictive habits. Some of you in this room. Some of you watching by television. Drugs, alcohol, pornography. Some of you are slaves to uncontrollable emotions. Anger, bitterness, resentment, hatred, rejection, depression, a tormenting mindset. Our government is being controlled by a cadre of billionaires who are using their financial power to control America's political process and thereby controlling the America's future. They are called elitist and they do not have your interest at heart. How can this be stopped? How can we the people bring freedom back to America? The answer is get up and go vote and vote the Bible. Stop sending the same cadre back to Washington. Said a little plainer, vote to rebuild our military. Vote to secure our borders. Vote for a godly Supreme Court. Wake up, America. Freedom is not free. We must unite and speak out for the freedoms that we desire to have. Now, more than ever before, give the Lord praise in the house of God. Read the text from Exodus, the 14th chapter and 10th verse. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Listen, for the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. When God wipes your enemies out, you will never see them again. That, my friend, is solving the problem. Give the Lord praise in the house. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this people. We have problems, but we have a problem-solving God. We have a light, which is the word of God. Let us learn to obey it and walk in the path of righteousness to receive the eternal abundance that God gives the righteous. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's quickly review the substance of the last two sermons, which are these 10 points. 1, 10 ways to shorten your stay in the problem. How many of you would like to get out of your problem as soon as possible? You do not want to make a career out of it. The children of Israel were in the problem for 40 years, the wilderness. Jesus was in the problem for 40 days. The difference is that the children of Israel, every time God tried to show them the way out of the problem, they rebelled, they whined, they complained, they bellyached. Were there not enough graves in Egypt? And God let them take another lap around Mount Sinai, and they went around and around and around until 40 years later, God only allowed the young people to go into the land. When Jesus went into the wilderness, he was there 40 days. He was there 40 days because every time Satan tempted him, he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. He went to the Word of God. He hammered the prince of darkness by the principles of the Word of God. If you will apply the word of God, you will go straight through the problem and not make a career of the problem. Give the Lord praise in the house. Now, here are the 10 ways to shorten your stay in the problem. These are in the first two sermons. One, take responsibility for your actions. Response-able. You are able to make a response, intelligent response, to the crisis in which you find yourself. Churchill said, responsibility is the key to greatness. And that's true. Two, be willing to work for what you want. I've already addressed that. Three, don't waste time fighting what you cannot change. There are things that happen in your life that you're worrying about it, you're grinding your teeth about it, complaining about it, will not change. It happened 10 years ago, 10 months ago. You can't change it. Move on. Move on. Just go on. Press through it. Four, when you're wrong, admit it and take responsibility for being wrong. I know that's a difficult thing to do. One man said, I thought I was wrong once, but I just thought I was wrong. Five, do not nurse a grudge. Forgive immediately and forgive totally. Not to forgive another person puts the key to the cell that you're living in a prison whose bars are made of emotion. And you're going to be in that cell until you forgive that person, because that person is your warden until you forgive them. Forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. Forgiveness liberates you. Do it. Six, shorten your time in the problem by being generous to those who need help. Listen, how you respond to someone in their time of need is going to determine how God responds to you the next time you get in a need. Because the law of God is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because what you do to others, God is going to do to you. Ooh, that'll preach. I mean, just stay with that a while. Seven, let your mouth be ruled by the law of kindness. If you can't say something kind, just shut up. It's an amazing thing. You don't have to comment about everything. Give your jaws a rest. To the religious, I say, don't judge someone because they sin differently from you. Ooh, that'll preach all by itself. Eight, refuse to indulge in self-pity when life hands you a raw deal. How many of you have ever gotten a raw deal? About half of you are alive in here. And here's the phrase, get over it. Say it, get over it. Nine, learn to listen. Learn to listen to God. Learn to listen to your spouse. Learn to listen to your children. I looked at those two words the other day, listen and silent. They're two words spelled with exactly the same letters, just in a different configuration. But they have to do with listening. When you're listening to your spouse and you're really listening, you're not waiting until she takes a breath so you can jump in with your argument. You're listening. It takes more discipline to listen than it does to talk. Can I get a witness here? Ten, be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Those are what we covered in the first two sermons. Now, we continue today with this thought. How you see the problem is the problem. Say that with me. How you see the problem is the problem. A young man came home from college wearing the latest clothes, and his father met him on the front porch and said, "Son, you look like a fool." At that exact moment, Miss Jones was walking down the sidewalk, and she saw Joe and said, "Hi, Joe, it's nice to see you. You're looking more like your father every day." And the boy said, "Yeah, my dad was just telling me that." The point I'm making, two people can have two different points of view, and neither one of them are wrong. They're just different. Believe me, when you get older, the younger crowd is going to have ideas you don't like. I'll move right along. How you see the problem is the problem. When Matthew, Tina, and Sandy were 2, 3, 4, 5, right in those ages, Don and I had a Marine Corps drill down where we carried the children to and from the car to the church every time we went to the church or anywhere else. I carried the 3 children. I put Matthew over here, Tina here. Sandy was the baby. I put her in the middle. Donna carried 3 diaper bags. One Sunday night, we came home from church. I had the 3 children. I was out. I went up on the front porch. I had the key. I put it in the lock. And as I looked down, right in front of my feet was a coiled rattlesnake. And I took a real deep breath. And I want to say this. Sometimes when I get excited, I talk loud. And right at that moment, as I'm looking down, I said, "Dinah, get over here!" And I'm going to tell you, she came flying out of that car like lightning. She said, "Don't you talk to me that way." I said, "There's a rattlesnake at my feet." She said, "That's a likely story." She walked up on the porch and screamed. She said, "There's a snake." I said, "As I was saying, take the children." So I handed her the 3 children. She put them in the car. I said, "Get the bar out of the weightlifting set I've got in there. Obviously, I haven't used that for a long, long time. Get that metal bar. I got to kill this snake." I got that bar. Ah, popped it on the head, and the snake died. "These enemies you shall see no more." How do you see yourself? The point I'm making is how you see the problem is the problem. She didn't really appreciate my situation until she saw it. How you see the problem is the problem. And you don't really see what they see until you take time to see it. But now the question is, how do you see yourself? How do you see your future? How do you see your past? Do you see hope? Do you see a meaningless, monotonous future? The story is told of an American Indian who found an eagle's egg and put it in the nest of a prairie chicken. The eaglet hatched with a brood of prairie chickens, and he grew up with them. All of his life, the eagle, thinking he was a prairie chicken, did what they did. He scratched in the dirt for seeds and for worms. He clucked and he cackled. When he dared to fly, it was only for a few feet, because that's what the other prairie chickens were doing. And that's what he believed, that's all he could do. Their limitations became his limitations. Years passed, and one day, he looked in the sky and saw a magnificent bird in the cloudless sky flying gracefully. And he said to the other prairie chickens, "What is that?" And they said, "That is a mighty eagle. But don't ever think you could do that, because you're a prairie chicken. Don't dare think you can do that. You can never be like them." So the deceived, earthbound eagle never gave it another thought and died believing he was a prairie chicken. What he thought about himself was completely controlled by those who were around him, and his potential for what he could be was never realized. What a waste. God designed him to fly into the highest heavens. He was engineered by the divine architect of the ages. Yet he plucked for worms and scratched in the dirt, cackling and clucking because he believed he could do no better. You will do the same thing if you do not see yourself as God sees you. You are God's divine creation. There is within you a divine principle locked up, waiting to explode, looking for the opportunity for you to reach the divine destiny that God has for you. You have been created a little lower than the angels. The royal blood of heaven is flowing in your veins, in your veins, in your veins, in your veins. You are kings and priests unto God. You are heirs and joint heirs in an eternal kingdom that's never going to pass away. God does not manufacture junk, and he does not sponsor flops. Your future is far greater than anything you can possibly imagine. You are destined for high flight. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on the wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Stop living, acting like a prairie chicken, clucking in the dust and the dirt. Take off for the heavens and fly on the wings of faith to the destiny that God has for you. Give the Lord praise in the house of God. The first three problems God forced Israel to face are the same three problems you must defeat to succeed. One is fear. At the Red Sea, Pharaoh with 600 chosen chariots of war and the world's mightiest army were thundering across the desert toward the children of Israel. Exodus 14:10, the text, and they were sore afraid. Listen to what they said to Moses in terror. How many of you know people say things when they're really afraid that really is just too much? Weren't there enough graves in Egypt? Didn't we tell you this was going to happen all the time? It would have been better to serve the Egyptians than to come out here in the desert and die. Remember how you see the problem is the problem. Moses could have taken that as a personal attack and said, all right, you think I'm chopped liver? Just sit right here. Those guys in the chariots are going to kill every blessed one of you. He saw the real problem. The real problem was fear. He gave them three commands. Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. The two words that Jesus used most in his ministry were those two. Fear not. Say it with me. Fear not. The Bible says, fear not death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Fear not disease. I am the Lord your God that heals all of your diseases. By his stripes you are healed. He sent his word and he healed them. Fear not the past. It is forgiven. It is forgotten. It is buried in the deepest sea, never to be remembered against you anymore. Glory to the living God. Fear not your future. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I know who holds tomorrow. I can tell you prophetically what's about to happen. I just can't tell you when. In the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ are going to rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. The King is coming. The church triumphant is getting ready to leave planet Earth. Lift your heads and rejoice. What a day that will be. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Fear not your enemies. The Bible says, I will make your enemies to be at peace with you. The Lord is my light and my salvation, David writes. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The Egyptians, your enemies, you see this day. You will see no more forever. God says, when I start solving your problems, I solve them completely. When I take out your enemies, I take them out completely. When I knock the barrier down, I knock it completely down. When Goliath gets hit with a rock, we take his head off. It is not a partial victory that we have in Jesus. The victory is total and complete. There was no partial victory at Calvary. When he conquered death, hell, and the grave, he totally conquered it. Therefore, we have eternal life, and we shout for joy because the King has given unto us the total victory. Give the Lord praise in the house of God. The second problem God forced Israel to face was bitterness. God took them straight to the bitter water of Mirah. Exodus 15:23. And when they came to Mirror, they could not drink the water because it was very bitter. The question, how many of you in this room and those of you watching by television are standing in a bitter pool? You remember a bitter childhood. You remember a bitter divorce, a bitter business deal, something that was filled with deception. You remember bitter conditions in your home that destroy your peace, a bitter experience that you've had in the workplace. Here's the solution. Stop complaining to Moses and start talking to God. You know you are bitter when you know everything and you believe nothing. As soon as Moses prayed, God showed him the solutions. Solutions are seen when prayers are prayed. Until you pray, no problem is going to be solved. Stop blaming the circumstance. Stop blaming conditions. Stop blaming God and start talking to God. Stop blaming yourself. Stop acting like a prairie chicken scratching around in the dirt. Conduct yourself as the eagle God destined for you to be and fly on the wings of faith into the face of God in the highest heaven. But here's the solution to this bitterness problem. And the Lord showed Moses a tree. Moses cut down the tree, and it fell in the bitter pool, and it was made sweet. End of quote. How? It was a supernatural act of God. That tree hit those bitter waters. It became sweet water. Here is the solution to your bitterness. Jesus Christ was taken to Calvary, where he was nailed to a cursed tree. And when that tree fell into the bitter pool of your life, supernaturally and instantaneously, the bitterness disappears and life becomes sweet. We sing the song, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Bitterness is forgotten when Jesus comes into your heart. Harsh words are forgotten. The past is forgotten. You will have new joy. You will have a new song. You will have a new hope because you've gone to the cross, and the cross has supernaturally removed the bitterness of the past. Now life is a blessed thing. We sing the song, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Quit dancing in your bitter pool and take it to the cross, and let the cross bring to you a sweetness and a presence and a power that will change your life. The third problem Israel faced was the lack of self-control. As Christians, there are 16 areas that the Bible mandates we have self-control. No, I'm not going to teach those right now. We are to be self-controlled simply in every area of our life. On one occasion, a very irate church member, a woman, came to me and she said, "I resent my life because I'm so out of control." I said, "Are you really?" And she went through her litany. I said, "Let's look at really all the facts and just see how out of control you are. One, you control what you do with your free time. You have the ability to control your thoughts and your dreams that control your mood and shape your destiny. How many of you have ever had an angry thought go through your mind and you let it park there until you were as mad as a wet hen? Let me see your hand. God bless you, you're honest today. I'm going to tell you, that's a 99% participation. Three, you also control your attitude, for the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. If you think you can't, you can't. If you think you're not able, you're not. If you think you're a loser, you are. If you think victory is impossible, it is. As a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh, so are you. You can also control your tongue. You may not want to control your tongue, but you have that ability. You can choose to remain silent. God forbid. Or you can choose to speak. If you choose to speak, you can choose your words. And you can choose the tone of your voice. You can start a fight, or you can enjoy the day of blessed hope just by what you say. You can choose your role models. You can follow Jesus Christ and the Word of God and live in a dimension of love, joy, and peace. Or you can turn on the television and follow hell's legions down a sewer pipe to the gates of hell. That's your choice. God will let you do that. I looked at the church member and said, you've got a lot of control. You take charge of your life and stop letting circumstances control your life and other people's thoughts about you control your life. Stop being bound by the foolish opinions of other people. What does God think about you? If God loves you, if you're standing in the purity of the Word of God, hold your head up, square your shoulders, and keep on moving. Everything's going to be all right. Give the Lord praise in the house. In this age of technology, we have learned to control everything but ourselves. It's easier for a man to control the universe than to control himself. We have controlled the sun so that it can heat our house. We have controlled mighty rivers to produce electricity for major cities. It's easier for us to control the outside than for us to control the inside. Our technology has produced nuclear bombs so powerful that it has been said we have the atomic energy to kill everyone in the world a dozen times. Experts state that we have enough atomic weapons absolutely to destroy human life forever. Iran is now working day and night to develop nuclear weapons. I want you to hear this. The Iran issue is not in the rearview mirror. They're going to use the money we gave them to build better weapons. And part of those weapons are going to be nuclear. And they will use them in a Middle East nuclear effort. You can bet on that. Iran is working for a nuclear holocaust. That's what they're after. I've got news for you. I am not afraid of a nuclear bomb. I'm afraid of it when it's in the hand of a man. Because history has proven that men cannot control themselves. History has also proven this fact, that in military warfare, there has never been a weapon invented that has not been used. So I can tell you without blinking, there is going to be a nuclear war in the Middle East. I don't believe the church will be here to see that. But I believe when the book of Revelation says that one-third of the earth's population is going to die in a day, I believe that's an expression of nuclear warfare. There's no way that many people can die in a 24-hour period. Self-control, do you have it? You better get it, because without it, you're going to destroy yourself. Without it, America's going to destruct. Right now, America is on the road to bankruptcy because the people we have elected to represent us in Washington cannot stop spending. To those of you who are in Congress, stop spending our children and grandchildren into poverty. Balance the budget of the United States of America. The Bible says, he who conquers a city is not nearly as strong as the man who conquers himself. Your doubts are traitors to your dreams. Your fears strangle your hopes. Your habits are born of your free will. They lead you to captivity or to paradise. Your choices either keep you in the problem, sometimes for life, or they lead you to the provision of the promised land. Self-control is one of the Bible's most valuable lessons. David conquered Goliath. He killed the lion. He killed the bear. He fought 18 wars for Israel and won them all, but he couldn't conquer himself because of his lust for Bathsheba. It produced murder when he killed her husband Uriah. God did not allow him to build the temple, which was his earthly dream, because he could not control himself. Alexander the Great conquered the world, and at the age of 33 died crying underneath a tree with syphilis because there was no war to fight and no one to conquer. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the master at demonstrating self-control. In his crucifixion, he had all power in heaven and in earth. At any second, he could have called 10,000 angels from heaven to atomize the earth, to destroy every human being on the face of planet earth. But he looked at his final hour on this earth to teach us what self-control looks like. Judas sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Peter cursed and denied him. Thomas doubted him, saying, "I won't believe that he is the Messiah until I touch the scars in his hand." Pilate whipped Jesus with a Roman cat of nine tails with 39 stripes. Herod's men of war slapped him and spit upon him, mocking him and placed a crown of thorns upon him and ripped his flesh to the bone. They placed a robe upon him to compound his mockery. Roman hands drove nails through his hands and his feet. They lifted him into the air and dropped his cross into the bowels of the earth, ripping his flesh as the cross hit the rock. They hung Jesus Christ, King of the Jews, over his head. They laughed at him. They mocked him. They said he saved others, but he cannot save himself. It was true. He could have saved himself, but then he wouldn't have been able to save you. So he died. Listen, Jesus that had all power, had the power to smash them. Yet he said with all tenderness in the last moment of his life, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That is self-control. Do you have it? You better find it. It's one of the absolute essentials of getting out of your problem. Three steps in solving every problem. One, define the problem and take bold, aggressive action. When the chariots of Pharaoh came thundering across the wilderness, the children of Israel came and cried to Moses. Moses stepped up and cried to God. God spoke back to Moses. Translation, Hagee's International Version, "Get moving, Moses. Get moving. Quit listening to these people whine and get moving. If you've got a problem, stop dancing around in it. Cut through the fat and get to the other side of it. God will help you. God will show the answer. You know that it's not what happens to you that matters. It's your response to what happens. Do you have a problem? Solve it. Do you have enemies? Get up every morning with a smile on your face. It drives your enemies insane. Eleanor Roosevelt made a statement years ago that I have recorded. It says, "No one can hurt you without your consent. They cannot take away your self-respect if you do not hand it to them on a silver platter." That's profound. Christianity is a doing faith. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is putting on the whole armor of God and taking the devil on. It's not running in fear and trembling. Noah built an ark when the weatherman said on Channel 12, "It's never rained before." David walked toward Goliath as Goliath was clanking his sword on his shield, while 40,000 soldiers laughed at what he was doing. Christianity is Jesus invading the temple with a rope and driving out the money changers. Message, do something about your problem. Take action. I had read the story of a farmer who bought a farm. He painted the house. He painted the barn. He built a new fence. He plowed the fields. He planted the fields. Now the harvest was coming. The red barn was shining in the sun. The white house looked resplendent. The farmer next door came over and said, "Look at that house and that barn that God has given you. And look at these rich fields." And the farmer said, "Yeah, you should have seen it when God had it by himself." Message, you take action, and God can take action. And in closing, and solving your problem, never quit. They that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Listen to this true story about a mother who was trying to encourage her son's musical progress on the piano. How many of you have ever given your children 8 years of piano and all they could play was chopsticks? Getting a few hands here. This mother bought tickets to the Paderewski performance. Mr. Paderewski was a world-class pianist. When the mother and son went to the performance, they found their seats in the center of the concert hall. They eyed that majestic Steinway piano that sat right in the front of them. The mother saw someone come in that she knew, and she went over and started talking to them. At that moment, her 9-year-old son bounded up on the stage, sat down on the piano stool, and began to play chopsticks. The crowd booed. They were horrified. The mother was mortified. Paderewski heard the racket standing backstage. He walked out on the stage and he sat down beside the young boy that was doing his best playing chopsticks. And he said, "Son, whatever you're doing, don't stop. Just keep going." And as that boy played that simple stop chopsticks, Paderewski sat down beside him and began to compose a concerto structured around this simple child's simple playing of a simple song. It was a magnificent presentation. The crowd was caught up in the drama of what was happening. They stood and began to applaud because what they were hearing was simply masterful as the creator of music was making something happen that should be a disaster come across beautifully. So what's the point? Some days in life when you're doing your very best and it sounds like chopsticks, God, the master musician, sits down beside you and says, "Keep playing. I'm going to make this thing a masterpiece. What you see is terrible. I'm going to make it beautiful. This is going to be the best thing we've ever done together. Just keep on going. It's going to be all right. Just keep on. Don't quit. Keep trying. I can make your worst effort look like a beautiful thing. If God be for you, who can be against you?" Give the Lord praise in the house of God. Can we stand? How many of you in this audience will say, "Pastor, I have a prairie chicken outlook on life. I'm living beneath my potential. I'm scratching in the dirt, ignoring the divine destiny God has given me." If that describes you, let me see your hand. Moses said to Israel, "Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord."
Yes, sir.
How many of you here say, "I'm facing a problem that has robbed me of my peace of mind"? A problem that fills me with worry, with fear, and anxiety. Does that describe you? Let me see your hand. God bless you. There's an area in my life that's bitter, and I want to bring it to the cross today and let the cross fall into the bitter pool of my soul and make my life sweeter than the honeycomb. If that describes you, can I see your hand? God bless you. Pray this prayer with me before we receive this communion. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let me see myself.
Let me see myself.
As you see me.
As you see me.
Take the fear.
Take the fear.
The insecurity.
The insecurity.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
And let me go boldly through the problem.
And let me go boldly through
to reach the provision.
To reach the
that God has for me. Take the bitterness
out of my
mind,
out of my
spirit. Let the spirit of forgiveness flood my heart and mind so that I can have the self-control
that I must have
to reach my divine assignment. In Jesus' name, I pray and receive these things. Amen. Amen. Raise your hand for the blessing. And now may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you walk from this place to go straight through your problem. May you receive God's provision in your health, in your finances, in your business, in your emotions, in everything that prevents you from flying on the wings of faith into the face of God. Let your life be filled with the love, the joy, and the peace of the Holy Spirit through the self-control of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray and say, Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house of God. Bless his name. Amen. Amen.
This telecast has been brought to you in its entirety by the faithful support of Salt Covenant Partners with this ministry. Thank you, partners, for your faithful support.
John Hagee Ministries.
Bear with me.
You've got so many marketing solutions that you need a...
I tell you.
Y'all ready to go to church? Y'all put them hands in here. Come on, let's go to church. Y'all don't want to go to church with me.
Thank you.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was them Alabama Govs. And heaven belong to you. I just have been enjoying that John Hagin and enjoying his teachings and his messages. And I'm grateful unto the Lord because it reminds me to go back to the old path and take a look around. It reminds me that God is still the same. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today. And he will be that way forevermore. We can change anything we want, but he will not change. And I'm grateful unto Almighty God that I can call on him anytime. He's right there. He won't change. He won't leave. He's right there waiting. And I'm grateful unto him. I thank God for the many blessings. I got a call from a son this morning while, you know, I was here and I had to go take that call. And he called me to give me an update on the birthday blessing. So I am just thankful unto the Lord because y'all know my birthday was almost Sunday, be 2 weeks ago. And I'm yet being blessed. And so I tell God, thank you. Because sometimes, you know, people will say, well, I didn't have money when your birthday was, but I really want to do something for you. And I'm like, you don't have to. You could, you know, let that go because the birthday gone. I done did all the celebration, you know. But you don't want to offend nobody. And then you don't want to make people feel like you above all of that. You should have did it on the day, but now I'm not that way. So go on and bless me. I tell the Lord, thank you for every blessing. No grumbling, no complaining. I am good. And so we thank God this morning for solving your problems. And how we solve our problems is through Almighty God. We solve our problems through his word. And sometimes we just have to stand still and do nothing and know that he is God. Hallelujah. And when we stand still knowing that he's God, he moves and he show us. To me, it's like, thank you, ma'am, for standing still. You're not the one. You don't have the power. I have the power. I don't need you to do anything else. I just need you to stand still. Yeah, focus somewhere else. Yeah, go over there and see about these people. Get into this scripture. You know, you could pray to me, but we're not going to talk about that no more because I've already taken care of that. And so I'm grateful unto the Lord. And again, this morning, I want to say I thank him for hearing us and answering our prayers. Hallelujah. And many times it looked like nothing is happening. You told God about it and it just looked like nothing is happening. He's not going to do anything about it. And then all of a sudden, here comes the answer. And it's a good answer. It was a better answer than you were expecting. Because when we go to him in faith, we go to him in trust, and we leave it alone. Yeah, and wait on him patiently. He's coming. Yeah. The scripture said, his ears are not deaf, and his arms are not too short to reach down to fix anything that's wrong or going on with us. And so we want to keep looking to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. I'm blessed today, and I'm thankful I was able to plant a seed today. And I'm so grateful. Ah, thank you, Lord, for being able to plant unto the Lord, that the gospel is spreading overseas, everywhere. Because, look, I know they're looking at the war, the Ukraine, the Russians against Ukraine, and China may be against it. I know they're looking at all this stuff, but I don't have time for all of that. I told the Lord about it. I'm done with it. Not my will, but his will is going to be done. Again, this morning, he know everything that went on behind the scenes. He know what's going on. He know what's where, who's what. He know all of this because his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. He made the heavens and the earth. So at this time, it's time for me to just simply draw nearer to him. It's time for me to study his word. It's time for me to seek his face. It's time for me to turn from my wicked ways. Yeah. It's time for me to delight myself in him. It's time for me to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. It's time for me to come up in my faith because he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him if I can trust him, if I can but believe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, he's the same. This is that same God that spoke light into existence. And he will solve your problems. But he has given us some ability that we can help by having faith, leaving it alone, walk away. Yeah. I've talked to so many people that just can't leave it alone. You make it worse when you keep bothering it. Leave it alone. He already got it. Yeah. Now, many times when I tell them, okay, I see God, this, oh, then they can let go. But if I can't tell them, you know, they can't let it go. I'm like, but he brought you through the last problem. You think this problem is too big for him? The last time you didn't have enough money to cover your household, he come through for you. You don't think he going to come through on the job for you? What's wrong? The last time you were sick, he healed your body. So you think this time he done lost his healing powers? What's wrong? That's what I say. He's yet a healer. He's the only healer I know can perform an operation without a knife. He's the only one can sew you back up without a needle. I don't know nobody else like that. He's the only one can speak to your body and your body line up with what his word says. I don't know no one else like that. He's got all power. And if we can trust all power today, seek his face, hallelujah, give him our all, or we're going to see some results. Yeah, because now our ways are pleasing him. When your ways please him, you can speak a thing, he will establish it. He'll bring it to pass. Yeah. I won't keep saying what I want until it come to pass. It might tarry, but I'm waiting. Because when it get here, he going to do more with it than I thought was coming. He either may bring me more or he may show me more wisdom concerning that. I'm grateful unto him this morning. I promise you he'll solve every problem. There's no problem he can't solve. The only problem he can't solve for you is he can't force you to trust him. He can't force you to have faith. Uh-huh. You're putting on a strong, it'll come up strong in your spirit. Go to Matthew's whatever. And as you begin to read, you'll see it's exactly what you needed for that day. It's exactly what you needed for right now. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, this morning, I want to share this while it's on my mind. Prophetess Joanne Clark, she's got a magazine because she's a cook and a chef. And her magazine is From Heaven to Earth Desserts. This is her first issue, issue number one of 2022, her very first issue. And she gave me a copy. She sent it to me in the mail. She's from Chicago. And she signed my issue. And it's got beautiful pictures of food and beautiful pictures of desserts. She's got a picture in here where she's with James Ingram. Her mom picture is in here. She said, oh, yeah, that's the way my mama used to do it back in the day. Because y'all know I had to talk to her about them groceries. And she do these beautiful, fancy desserts. But I know that, you know, they're homemade. You know, she make them look fancy and everything. But I know she put the homemade touch in it. Scriptures everywhere in the magazine. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalms 27 and 1. Yeah, you'll find this all through there. You'll find her talking about God all through the magazine. And I pray this takes off for her. I pray that the Lord will increase her territory with the magazine, her catering, and everything. And guess what? She do home repairs. Isn't that something? Yeah, she do home repairs. And she told me, I'm praying, and as soon as the Lord give me the green light to come, I will come to the show as the guest speaker. But I have to get a green light from the Lord. And that's the way we want it. We don't just want people coming. We want God to send you. Hallelujah. Because if he send you, he going to give each one of us what we need. Yeah. So she have all kind of fancy pies and desserts in this magazine. Now, if you're trying to stay away from it, excuse me, I don't recommend you get it. She's in here where she's doing the news, Channel 5 in Chicago, and the news reporter stepped back and let her out of it. And I know she was talking about From Heaven to Earth Desserts. I know that's what she was sharing. And so I thank God this morning, and thank God I've met some new people. Yeah, he's always bringing people my way. And Sister Ingrid, the one that sings I Am, she introduced me to Prophetess Joanne Clark. She said, I have somebody I want you to talk to. I said, okay. And she gave Prophetess Clark my information. And we was playing phone tag for a few minutes, and then we finally got a hold of her. Intercessors, I want to ask y'all to pray for Margaret, my 84-year-old new friend, and keep her lifted up before the Lord. And ask God to strengthen her in memory, because she's having a little bit of problem remembering things. You know, it may come back to her later, but she want to remember a little bit more quicker. So if we'll pray for her mind, pray, you know, that God would heal her in memory. And so we thank him. I don't know about other seniors, because I'm a real senior. I'm a full-grown senior. And I play Bejeweled, other games on my phone. You know, they got the Bible word, and you have to find the words, you know, unscramble them. I do all of that. All of this strengthens your mind. It strengthens your brain power. It helps you to remember your memory. It helps with all of this. And so, because as you're getting older, a lot of things you will forget. I find myself writing a lot of things down. I got almost a nice little stack of scratch paper on my desk where I've written things to remember down. Like yesterday, I forgot to announce the magazine. I wrote it down so today I could remember. Yeah. I had to get some air conditioning for the air conditioned unit. I had to get some filters. I had to write that down. So this morning I was able to order them from Home Depot. You see, certain things, you know you might forget it, write it down. And I'm like, the Lord, I write it down to make it plain. Yeah, so I don't forget. And it's all right to do that, because even in my younger years, there were things I would forget. You never heard even children say, oh, I forgot it, and they did. Yeah, we are human. We're not perfect. So y'all keep her lifted in prayer. Keep the magazine in prayer. And the name of it again is From Heaven to Earth Desserts. And pray for her catering business. And, you know, just keep her lifted up in prayer. It is already all right. We got two more new friends, Barbara Jones and Jay-Z Costner. And so we thank God for them tuning in and listening. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing to meet brothers and sisters in Christ. Another lady just sent me something that said, Jesus is. Amen. Yes, he is. And so I'm thankful unto the Lord for all that he does for us, all that he sent our way, because, excuse me, what he sent our way is good. Nothing bad. Yeah, it's good. And so we thank him this morning. So listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say this morning, feel free to press that number one. You may have heard Pastor Hagee say something, and you just want to expound on it a little bit, or it blessed you, or you often thought about that, whatever the case may be, press the number one and come in. Yeah, because you're not saying something on my behalf. You're saying something on God's behalf. Yeah. And we can't talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds enough. The harvest is plenteous, laborers are few. But we pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers. But we want to remember the labor that he called or chose us for, or called and chose us for. Hallelujah. Every opportunity come open, and we're presented a chance to say something on his behalf. This is what we want to do. Yeah. I like to give young preachers the opportunity to come and share what they have, God has given unto them. Yeah, because I had a son, he was 14 when he brought his first message forth. And when I tell you, I remember the title of it until this day, All in the Mustard, Trying to Catch Up. That was the title of his message. And he talked about them gossiping spirits. Ooh, my goodness. And look, I was so happy and so excited that God used my son, that he was even talking about me. You hear me? Yeah. I mean, he wasn't, and it wasn't something that he knew. He didn't know this about me. But yet that message come forth. I had to say, ouch, he's stepping on my toes. Yeah. Oh, it was some beautiful messages God used him to bring forth. And then the enemy come in, but we have to allow the enemy in. Oh, but we, hey, you once was young, but one day you're going to get old, and you won't depart from that word, because God got a mighty sweet way of allowing situations to happen where no one can help you but him. I don't care what you think. If you know God from your childhood, your parents, in your heart, and that he gave you a measure of faith, oh, it's going to turn. You coming back. I can't even be concerned about it. I got to run on my race with patience. Hallelujah. Pray and keep it moving in Jesus' name. Good morning, Sister Spinner. And good morning, Pastor David and Sister Sion. And good morning to you, my 708. God bless you this morning. Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Dr. Goodman. Sister Samoa. Good morning. God bless you this morning. Sister Marianne. Hey. God bless you over there, Sister Marianne. Thank God for you today. And I thank God for your encouragement. When I post something, you run there and encourage me in it. And I thank God for that. Thank God for you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you this morning, Sugarfoot. And Sister Rose Brown, God bless you. I'm going to call you, and we're going to talk about the cake later. Yeah. And everything. If it's not too bad of the weather today, because it's cloudy and I know it's going to pour down, I don't think it's going to lightning and thunder, but it will rain real good. I was going to take it over to the city rescue mission because my friend run the kitchen over there. So I was going to take it over to him and let the men taste. It's got a velvety smoothness to it. So I was going to take it, you know, and let them enjoy it because I don't have no business with it. Sister Laura, good morning to you. Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela in California. Sister Laura, my God, baby, I saw you over there on Freedom Doors, Laura. God bless you. God bless you. God, Mama, love you. And good morning to you, Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah, Sister Lexis, and good morning to you, Sister Lachelle. Again, good morning, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Angela Foote, Sister Anna Lee, my friend, my Florida friend, Sister Anna Lee Foote. God bless you. I'm going to call you soon. I'm going to call you soon, Sister Annie. And we'll get to talk a little bit. I've been a bit busy and hadn't call you. So, and I know you don't like to you call me because I'm busy, but I will call you soon. And we will get to talk. God bless you over there. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, and Brother George West Perry. Oh, you back. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you over there. Thank God for you, man. I think about you some days and just tell the Lord, thank you, that he blessed me to even meet you, bless you to even meet me. Meeting you, and some days I see the name and it just encouraged me because a stranger come forth, yeah, and God used him, hallelujah. Good morning to you, Brother Lee Hamilton. I need to check that Lee Hamilton out and see where he is and see if his business got off the ground and how he's doing. Yeah, hadn't heard from him in a minute. Good morning to you, Brother Cal. Good morning to you, Brother Justin Gilmore. Good morning to you, Brother Marquez Griffin. And I talked to Brother Anthony. He said he talked to Brother Frank, and he had a few things going on. But I sent him an email, and I hadn't heard back, but I am going to try myself to call him today and check on him. Y'all know how the phones go. It's getting close to, you know, 10 o'clock, so they'll ring a little bit. But, and I can't turn the ringers off because it'll turn the answer machine off. So I just leave it on in case they want to leave a message or something. But we thank God this morning for being on our side again. Thank him for bringing us this far to another weekend, brought us all through the week. Hallelujah. Up until this present time. And again, this morning, we can't help but tell him thank you. He's good to us. If we had 10,000 tongues, I'm telling you today, and each of us began to praise him with everyone, it just would not be enough. Hallelujah. Because he's so much more than. Yeah. And I'm thankful to him. I feel like this cutting some rug today because I'm telling you, he has blessed this morning. He has blessed this morning. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. And so I'm grateful unto him. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you, Sister Jerry?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm doing well, and I'm just doing very well. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm blessed. I am blessed over here.
Right. We're not going to complain. We're just not going to complain. I just want to say good morning to everybody, and I want to thank God for a new day. It may be rainy, but, you know, just like the words say, be still and know I'm God.
Amen.
So no matter what things look like, everybody, this weekend, don't worry ourselves about it. Let's just pray about it and know that God is still who he say he is.
Mm-hmm.
All is well. And I thank God. I just thank God for the message that you bring every day. No one has to tell you to press the one. No one has to say, well, Barbara, how you feel? We know you love the Lord. I love the Lord, and he's been so good to me. Yes, I love the Lord. He's been good. And somebody wish they could open their mouth and say something.
Yes,
or they're going on. So I thank God for allowing me to open my eyes, open my mouth, and just give thanks unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Everything may not be going my way, but you wouldn't want things to go my way because it could just be a total disaster.
Man.
So I accept what God allows. No matter what it feels like or look like, I'll have to accept what God allows.
Man.
I'm better off anyhow. So thank you for this morning devotion. Thank you for bringing us a word from the Lord. Just thank you, Sister Barbara.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, is there anyone else have something they would like to say this morning? We're moving right along, and if not, I'll go to one more song, and we are prepared to get out early if we got to get out early and do what we can. Because that's not a whole lot I want to say after that John Hagin. Let me tell y'all something. That John Hagin, God has blessed this man with great wisdom, great wisdom. And I told you, I tried to listen to him back in the day, and I wasn't able to do it. I was confused. I'm like, what is he talking about? I don't even know about all this. And the other day, that had to be Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday morning, the Lord showed him to me. And I said, I'm going to listen to him. And I did. Because, see, I know there are a lot of popular, even back in the day, popular preachers. You know, I know y'all heard of Reverend Ike and, you know, different ones, Shambach, Benny Hinn, what this guy named way back there. Oh, I can't think of the man's name now. I can see his face. He was a great evangelist. But I listen to some, but I don't just listen to any and everybody. I try to pray and be led, because everything is not for everybody. And so I try and be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And if he bring it to me, I know it's good. I don't even have to listen to it. But most times I want to listen to it for me. And if I feel like it's good and it will bless us, then I bring it for all of us. Because I don't want to just bring junk over here. Just in and every old thing. Hallelujah. Because you got a lot of new age, new wave preachers. And they saying some stuff. They talking loud. But they saying nothing. Because we need what's going to feed that spirit man. Hallelujah. We need what's going to keep us walking upright before God. We need what's going to keep us going back to that old path, taking a look around. Oh, yeah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And like I said, we're going to be in prayer. Y'all pray, intercessors. And we want to finish up 1 Kings. And as the Lord leading God, I want to go over to 1 Samuel. And we might go back to Genesis and come forth. Because one thing about it, when you read and with somebody and every now and then they got, you know, something they can say, and we both may not have understood this at the time, but we done got together and prayed, and now when we read it, we got understanding. And so the Lord, you know, will bless us. And I think if we go through the book together, I think we'll have a good time. Yeah, we'll have a good time. And you may hear something, and you might, you know, raise your hand and say, well, I didn't know that mean that. I thought it mean this and that and that. Whatever, you know. No disagreement, no arguments, because the word is plain and simple by itself. Well, I'm going to say this. The word is right. The word is real. It's alive. It's living. It's not just black ink on white paper or red letters that Jesus said on white paper. I promise you, it's a living word. It's a powerful word. It's for right now. All the way from back during that time when God first began to inspire man to write it until 2022, that word is still the same. That word is right all by itself. That word will heal any situation you need it to heal. It's just important for us to remember the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we go. going to one more song, and I'm going to dedicate this one to the Arnold family this morning. I don't know if Vince will be tuning in to hear or whatever, but I'm going to dedicate this to my son-in-law and to my three grandsons over there. And to my son, Abdullah, I'm going to dedicate this to y'all this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thought I'd play a little bit of that one for him this morning. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my feet, my body, my everything to praise the Lord. My voice, everything I got, I command it to praise the Lord because he's worthy this morning. He made it. He gave it to me. He blessed me to be able to use my voice, my hands, my eyes, my ears, everything. So I command it, even when I don't feel like it, I command it to praise the Lord. He's worthy this morning. But it's not too many times I have to be told to praise him. I see at a lot of churches they have the praise team up. Oh, y'all clap your hands. Oh, y'all tell God thank you. Oh, come on in here. Oh, now, you don't have to do all of that for me. And I don't do all of that. Yeah, I don't pump and prime. If you didn't come to praise him, it's on you. I came to praise him. I came to lift him up. I came to glorify him. I came to let him know I love him and I thank him for another time in his house or wherever I am. Hallelujah. An opportunity presents itself. And sometimes it don't present itself. I just go on and praise him anyway. I've been in a Dollar General store and went back there and saw some cheese that was on sale. The cheese I wanted. It was a bit more than I really wanted to pay for it, but I had to have that kind. I went to get it, and it was on sale. Right there, I begin to praise him right there. Yeah, I didn't have time to think about it later on. Right there is where the praise began. I've been in Walmart, went to get a ham. And the ham I needed was $42. When I got there, the ham was on sale for $19. Right there is where I praise him. Yeah. Go to the doctor. I'm expecting one thing. I come out with a good report. Right in the doctor's office, in the doctor's face, right there, I begin to tell God, thank you. Why? He did it. And if I'm ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of me before his father. Yeah, I don't want him to be ashamed of me. Yeah. I want him to know me and say, that's my daughter. Yeah. I want him to know me and say, that's my Barbara. Hallelujah. One day I'm going to give Barbara a name nobody else can pronounce but me. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, yeah. A lot of days I think on getting there. I don't think too long on it now. I don't think too long on it. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just come right back here and just tell him thank you for my work here because my work is not done. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. My work is not done here. But one day I'll take my rest. And when he called my name here and I stand before him, I'm looking to hear, well done, that good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. But I say it to myself many days to him, if he don't say well done, that good and faithful servant, if he just say come on in, hey, I didn't make it to hell. I'm thankful for that. Yeah. I want the big diamonds and emeralds and rubies and sapphire and topaz and my crown. I want the big gold crown. Yeah, I like that kind of thing, but guess what? If I don't get it, if I haven't lived to earn it, if I haven't suffered enough, if I cut my suffering short, or whatever I did, but if he let me in, I'm grateful to go in. Hallelujah, because heaven is a special place, and just in and everybody's not there. Yeah, it takes a special kind to go there. Hallelujah. Liars can't go, cheaters. Manipulators, all these kind of folks can go. Yeah. Those that are not looking for the truth, they can't go. Those that concern more about people than him, you can't go. Yeah. If you love me, keep my commandments. Either you're for me or you're against me. Hallelujah. So we're grateful unto him today, and that we're thankful unto him. So is there anyone else? No one else this morning? All right, we will pray out, and I promise, this weekend, I go to the prison on Sunday, but I am going to try my best to put some new music in here, some new songs, because I know we play these old songs because I've been so busy, I hadn't had a chance to update the song Vault, but this weekend I will. I pray to do it this weekend. Lord, let me get it done. So we'll have some new music over here. And if you got some songs and you want me to play them, send them to me. And if I can't find them, I'll let you know. But if I find them, I will play them. Yeah. And so we're thankful unto him this morning. I'm grateful unto him. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I thank him. I got a request this morning, and we will play this one after prayer. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for what you've given unto John Hagee to share with us. Father, I thank you for showing me him. I thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet. Father, it's a light unto our path. And forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that he's for us today. He was willing to suffer for us. He was willing to die for us, and we thank you for his conquering all and rising with all power. Oh, we're grateful unto you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. And Father, as we depart this weekend, I ask, Lord, that you would bless our weekend. Help us to share the good news of your son, Jesus, with others. Help us to remind the saints of God that you are all you said that you would be to us and more than we will ever need. And Father, those that stand in the need of finances, food, shelter, clothes, whatever it may be this weekend, Father, I ask that you would open every door to them and pour them out, God, blessings they don't have room enough to receive. in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep our mind on you. But Father, if we keep our mind on you, it's you that will keep us in perfect peace. Help us to delight ourselves in you. Lord, we know you'll give us the desires of our hearts, but we just want to delight in you this weekend. Those that want to go into shut-ins, God bless us to go into shut-ins and spend a little time with you. Lord, those of us that want to study your word, bless us with time to study your word, because we know that busy will keep us busy, and we have to take that time, Father. So, Lord, bless us to take that time this weekend and get in your word and let your word get in us. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you for anything that we need. And we need more Jesus. Hallelujah. We need more of your son. Obedience, hallelujah, is better than the sacrifice. And, Father, we thank you. Bless our going out. Bless our coming in. And, again, supply the need according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. We thank you this morning. Can't say thank you enough. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed weekend. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend. Start March the 11th, 2022, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. And again, have a blessed weekend. And we're going to our last song of the morning. After this song, I won't be coming back.
There's a train coming, don't need no badge, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and board them. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board.
Come on, play with it.
Daryl Dixon on the saxophone.
I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming, yeah. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Leroy,
time, dude. Take your time. You know, I'm talking about worship. And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
Don't need no ticket.
Jerry Crowd,
you're going to live a long time. I just thought about you, and as soon as the thought hit my mind, the phone rang, and when I looked, it said Jerry Crowd.
Hi.
Isn't that something? God is faithful.
Diamond over here.
On head, all I can see through the window is look real, real bad.
Well, you don't want to come out in this storm. I mean, because what we're trying to do today is, if we can, work on that title.
Okay, well, Jim, we can do that over the phone.
That's what I thought too, honey. Mm-hmm. It is storming out there. I'm not trying to send nobody into no storm.
Yeah, plus, I wasn't going to go to the, I got to go pick up some air conditioner vent. I mean, filter. But I wasn't going to get them. I said, Sister Friend, that can wait.
Yeah, you can order them online for Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I ordered them from Home Depot. I could have had them shipped, but they told me, come on, pick them up. I said, okay, I'll go pick them up.
Yeah, but not in the storm in the rain.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh. It was a very good show. It was a very good show.
Okay, okay. We thank God.
I love what the pastor was talking about. But see, we don't think all the things God done brought us to and through.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the same God of yesterday than he is today.
Amen.
And I just said what I meant, and I just want to tell God thank you for one more spiritual training.
Amen.
One more. If we're too proud to open our mouths and say, God, you've been good to me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you're giving me my ways and out of no ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thank God.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, I thank you. Oh, bring that in the house for me. Please. Walmart, bring in my knife. Healthy eating stuff.
Okay, well, I'm looking for him to bring my healthy eating at 11 o'clock.
I put it down against the lady. So yeah, girl, I'm gonna talk to you later on.
Okay, all right. Well, when you're ready, just call me, Jerry, and we'll get it done today.
Okay, I'm gonna get it to you right by 11:30. You can talk to you parishioners.
Okay, all right. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
tons of action.
Good early morning out there to everybody in TikTok world. This is your boy Teddy Grizz, and you know I got one for you, so buckle up. Public service announcement, public service announcement, public motherfucking service announcement. Man, y'all some terrible people out there, man. Y'all some terrible people out there, for real. So my video, apparently I stepped on some toes, you know what I mean? Apparently somebody must have seen my video that apparently works at the address that was posted on my video. So they reported it, and I've been blocked for a couple of days. Ain't that something? But I've seen worse. I've seen worse videos. I've seen all kinds of stuff on TikTok. You feel me? You feel me? I've seen all kinds of stuff on TikTok. But y'all blocked me. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't take back nothing that I said. I meant everything that I said. But that's okay. I'm going to put my hands behind my head for a couple of days, smoke me a Cohiba cigar, and drink me a little Hennessy on y'all ass. I'm going to chill for a couple of days. But when I come back, you better get ready. Just get ready. So, to all those of you at that address on that video, you know, since you always in your feelings, you're sensitive, you can't take it, but y'all can dish it out, get ready. Better yet, I'm done with y'all. I said what I said and I meant it. The video is posted. It's going to stay there. I ain't taking nothing down. But best to believe this. I'm not going to quit. So I'm just
going to get with it because I feel the balls is going to keep dropping it. Oh.
But I'm telling you,
this was featured.
So, because I want to make sure that your lineage is blessed, your generations are.
This was
featured. This comment made me laugh. Yes. My opinion is number one to me and my family. I'm just saying this is my opinion. But by the way, I do know what the microparticles are of COVID because that's part of my job.
Don't scroll past this video. I have a message for you. 2 months from today, whatever date it is that you're watching this video, you will be in a better situation. Don't scroll past this video. I have a message for you. 2 months from today, whatever date it is that you're watching this video, you will be in a better situation. Don't scroll past this video. I have a message for you. 2 months from today, whatever date it is that you're watching this video, you will be in a better situation. Don't scroll past this video. I have a message for you. 2 months from today, whatever date it is that you're watching this video, you will be in a better situation. Don't scroll past this video. I have a message for you. 2 months from today, whatever date it is that you're watching this video,
she said, "Baby Shark, where's she at?"
That's what I've been doing, holding.
Thank you for calling Digestive Disease Consultants. My name is Haley. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Haley. I'm Barbara Pittman, and I have an appointment for, wait a minute. Oh, come on and stop it. Oh, shoot. It is for March 21st at 1 p.m., and the arrival time is 11 a.m. So I need to cancel this because I have a knee appointment that I must keep because he's going to give me something so I can walk.
Yes, ma'am. What was your date of birth?
2/27/1957.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Barbara Pittman.
You want me to just reschedule? Oh, okay. Is this for your procedure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to have to send the procedure scheduler a message and have her give you a call to reschedule it, okay? Because I can't change it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.